Rusty. Always good to have you on, man. What's going on today? How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on, and hope everything's well with you guys.
We're just trying to, you know, it's hold on to your wigs day today because, man, that wind is brutal out there today.
It's horrible, yeah. I live out in the country, and now it almost blew me away this morning.
Well, it makes you grateful that, you know, basketball is an indoor sport.
Yeah.
Although, you know, maybe for punishment every once in a while, have the girls out there, you know, playing basketball in this wind, 70-mile-an-hour wind. That would be good.
Yeah, Mitch Hope told me, so I was asking how those girls shoot so good in blood, and he said that they practice outdoors sometimes, so we might have to start doing that.
Definitely so.
The problem is, if you do it outdoors, you're liable to have to go to Nebraska to get your balls back.
Exactly. Yeah, Gillette's probably a little different than here.
Yeah, a little bit. They just have to go to South Dakota to get that.
That's right.
I-90. You know, you get Central coming up, but, you know, Rusty, one time around through this East Conference, and I tell you what, you know, just looking at the standings, you guys are you know, fairly comfortable right there in third place, but the way Campbell County and Thunder Basin have things going right now, I tell you what, you know, they're playing awfully well, aren't they?
They are. That's two really good teams, and we kind of let one get away from us up there at Thunder Basin. We had them in overtime, and they banked in a three. We had them in regulation, and they banked in a three to put it into overtime. But they're a really good team. You know, their pressure, they just fly around. They got a lot of bodies, and they're deep. You know, and so they're a tough team. And Campbell County, they're just really, really good. You know, in our conference, I don't think they've had a game within 30 points yet.
You know, the East Conference is just dominated the state in girls basketball for the last 5 or 6 years. Is this year, when we get to state, is that going to be a continuation of that, or is it a little bit more level playing field across the state this year?
Well, I think the East Conference is, you know, we beat everybody over there except for Natrona, and Natrona's in about third. And I think that, I think they're a little bit better. They got some really good players on the other side, like that Buell from Rock Springs and Wagstaff from Evanston and Christy from Natrona. They have some really good individual players. I think Campbell County is just there above everybody else right now. And I think Thunder Basin is pretty good. I think they beat everybody else on the other side, so, and they're really tough. So, but I think it'll be a little bit more even here at state, really.
You mentioned Campbell County's success, and listen, we know the history of what Coach Holst has done with them, but did anybody expect them to be as dominant as they've been with the split this year? When you saw what they had on their roster, were you like, you know, oh boy, they're going to just run away with this thing? Because I didn't see that. Let's just put it that way with what they had coming back.
I knew they were going to be really good because it was pretty much the same team that we beat in the state championship last year, and they drilled us three times before we played them in the state championship. So I knew they were really good defensively. They're bigger than they usually are. Last year, I think the only difference between last year and this year is they didn't shoot it as good as they do this year. They're really shooting the three well, and those kids are really big and long, and they are so good defensively that it's just scary.
How is it, you know, it seems like the Gillette team has really been the thorn in your side this year. You mentioned going up to Thunder and getting the win, but their length, how does that affect a team like your guys' team that, you know, your strength isn't offensive, the offensive side of the ball? How does that defense affect what you do offensively?
Well, you know, their traps are so good, and Coach Holst is so good at getting them to trap and getting them to fly around and everything, and they're so long that it's just really hard on guards, and they're so deep with their strength that they just wear you down, and eventually I thought we did a pretty good job up there in Gillette, but by the second, third quarter and fourth quarter, you're just so beat down that you just almost want to give it to them and say, hey, we're getting back on the bus.
Well, let's hope that maybe you can take something into the fact that you guys got beat pretty good by them three times in a row in the regular season and regionals and got them back at the state championship. I mean, there is a chance you might get them, you know, four times this year. So you got, you know, and the next two would be the most important ones, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I thought we did a really good job in the first quarter against them last time we played them, and we handled their pressure better. So you just kind of got to take baby steps until you get there, and then hopefully by the end, you know, you'll have a game plan that can, you know, that the kids can adjust, and our kids are getting more seasoned as varsity players. You know, we don't have a lot of varsity experience on the team, so they're getting more and more experience as we go along, and they're getting better and tighter games. And so hopefully, you know, at the end there, you just never know.
Well, in this weekend's games, you know, starting with Central tomorrow and then with Thunder Basin on Friday, I mean, if you guys have any hopes of getting a top two finish, you have to get these two wins, right?
Right, yeah. You know, Central's really good defensively, and Thunder Basin's really good. And I think if we could, you know, we got to take one game at a time right now. And it's getting towards the end of the season where I think in our conference, a 3-6 game is really scary, or a 4-5 game is really scary. You just never know, because I think a lot of teams are really, you know, they're competitive all the way through.
Rusty Horsley joining us here on the program. So let's talk about this one tomorrow night with Central. I thought it was a really good game between you guys last time around, and Central hung around and hung around and hung around until you finally got the best of them. But what are you seeing the second time around now with the Central team? You mentioned good defensively. Well, you know, what else sticks out to you about this Central team?
Well, we're very similar. You know, we have trouble scoring the ball, but both of us play pretty good defense. Both of us rebound pretty well, and you know, they have some pretty quick guards, and they do a good job of, you know, getting after you pressure-wise, so we're going to have to handle their pressure. And I think, like, last game, it was a really good game, like you said, all the way through. And, I think they're a very talented group. Coach Kirkbride's doing a great job with them.
Very good. Rusty, we appreciate the time. We'll see you tomorrow night, 5:30, the scheduled tip-off between East and Central over at Story Gym. Thanks a lot, Rusty. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, there you go. High school.